Roman Polanski's film The Pianist is based on the true story of Władysław Szpilman, a Jewish pianist in Warsaw who survived the Holocaust by hiding from the Nazis in the ruins of the Warsaw Ghetto. The role of Szpilman was played by Adrian Brody, who won an Academy Award for his performance. In describing the portrayal of a man who is wasting away from a lack of food, warmth, human contact, and the chance to play music, Fresh Air film critic David Edelstein wrote, "This is a major performance by Adrian Brody. Brody lost 30 pounds from his already skinny frame. I don't think that torturing your body and mind and great acting go hand in hand. But in this case, you can feel as if you're watching someone actually suffer, and in that suffering, hit notes you've never heard before." The Pianist has just been released on DVD. Terry Gross talked with Adrian Brody about the film last fall.
How did Roman Polanski choose you for The Pianist? Was he familiar with your work?
I'm not sure how familiar he was. He knew of my work, but his casting director thought that I would be a good person to meet, and I was actually in Paris shooting Affair of the Necklace, and we sat down for coffee, and the only information that I had was that Roman was going to be doing this new film about a pianist who survives in Nazi-occupied Poland. And we sat down and we spoke and had a lovely time, and we met again, and he got a script to me and we discussed it, and it was an incredibly challenging role, and even on the page it was challenging, but impossible to understand what an ordeal it would be to
Oh, sure. Look, yeah. I have trouble watching Holocaust movies because you know what the characters are in for, and you know how horrible it's going to be, and in some ways you want to protect yourself from even living through it as a viewer watching a movie.
Right.
So even living through it as an actor, you know, must be pretty rough.
Well, there was a huge responsibility, I felt, because how does a young man from Queens who has not really experienced hunger on that level, mm-hmm. who has not suffered on a real level like that, truthfully portray these things and these emotions? And there are so many people who have experienced this firsthand, and whose families have, you know, whose lives have been permanently changed by these events, and it was also such a personal story for Roman, who had lived through these experiences himself.
How did you answer that question that you just posed? You know, how does, like, a young man from Queens who's never experienced anything close to that level of suffering, how do you convey in an honest way that experience?
Well, Roman helped me suffer. that was one thing. But I basically, before I left to do the movie, when I started the film, I understood that I had to experience a few key things and understand them well. One is loss.
Mm-hmm.
And loss of comfort, and loss of safety, and hunger. And so before I left, I gave up my apartment. I had a place in New York. Gave up my apartment, put whatever I had in storage, sold a bunch of things, sold my car, disconnected my phones, got rid of my cell phone. And I left. And I went to Europe for about 7 months with a few bags and my own keyboard, and when I got there I had to do a crash diet because we shot in reverse chronology, and I had to lose a lot of weight because there was a physical transformation that was necessary, which also gave me a greater connection not only to the understanding hunger, which made me understand the sense of emptiness and loss that I wouldn't have known. But I was practicing piano for 4 hours a day at that time, and interestingly enough, the piano playing was a perfect distraction from the hunger, which allowed me to identify with the music in a way that I had never really grasped before. And I should also say that Roman, when I say that, you know, Roman made it tough, he did make it tough in a sense, but he toughened me up in a way, because he wouldn't tolerate any kind of what he would call as Hollywood actor behavior, which would, you know, essentially be asking for something like a piece of bread. That was intolerable. But he reminded me, you know, of what is important, and I admire him tremendously.
How much weight did you lose? I mean, you were already pretty thin by anybody's standards.
I lost 30 pounds. I'm 6'1". I went to 130.
Wow. Okay. So that's a lot. Did you ever ask yourself when you were making the movie, like, am I ruining my body? Am I breaking my body? Am I doing, like, irreparable harm for a role?
Yeah, it frightened me afterwards. I have a really strong willpower, and it's something that I am proud of. And it was kind of like an experiment that I was having with myself to see how thin I could get, which was the plan. It wasn't like, okay, 130 is a safe weight. It was like I really couldn't get below that. And, you know, it may have fluctuated below that or above that here and there, but I pretty much stayed at that weight for the time that I needed to stay there. And then I would gradually increase it, because we would have to slowly shoot in reverse chronology, and it would slowly get thinner, so I would slowly gain weight. And then I had to gain a lot of weight towards the end. And that was, yeah, it had an effect on me. But
what's the point of shooting in reverse chronology, of shooting the end of the movie first? It seems so counterintuitive, especially for a movie like this, where you're experiencing a constantly diminished life and you're in constant growing danger.
It basically comes down to what works for the production. You know, anytime I've done a film, it's usually your most difficult scenes come first. Your love scene comes first. Your death scene comes first.
Well, do you ever come out the other end and think, if I had only gone through this in chronological order, I would have played that ultimate scene differently?
Well, but the advantage in this film, I mean, part of the reason was they had to have seasons, and the war was at the bleakest moment was at winter, and we shot at winter time.
Mm-hmm.
And then spring in Poland is actually beautiful and becomes very green and lush. And that took place prior to the war to give it this kind of more serene, mm-hmm. happier environment. The advantage of shooting in reverse chronology was that I understood this man in a way that I wouldn't have understood playing a man who was extremely talented and lived a very normal, kind of happy, yet it wasn't very specific, his existence prior to that. You don't know what defines this human being. You don't know what he's capable of. And the challenge came later in trying to let go of all the kind of pain that I absorbed and tried to absorb, and create a sense of lightness and stubbornness and hope of humanity. But I think it was completely advantageous to me to shoot in reverse chronology, in hindsight.
Adrian Brody speaking with Terry Gross. He won an Academy Award for his performance in Roman Polanski's film The Pianist, which has just come out on DVD. Coming up, a review of two new films based on the true story of serial killer Eileen Wuornos. This is Fresh Air.